It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
And we welcome you back here to Olathe, Kansas. You got to hear the national anthem very well sung by one of the students here at Mid-America Nazarene. And with that said, we're welcoming you back for the second half of our Hoops doubleheader, as in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens are being hosted by Mid-America. Hello again, everybody, with Neil producing and engineering here in game number two in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with the court side, and the PA guy sitting right adjacent to me as I'm down here at the scores table. The PA guy, he is introducing the starters to the crowd. Let me introduce them to you. First of all, for Mid-America and first season head coach Adam Hepker, the Pioneers are going to be starting 6'1" sophomore Ed Wright out of Lorain, Ohio. Out of Dayton, Ohio, it'll be Makai Bell Elmore, the 6'3" freshman. Coming out of Kansas City, Missouri, KCC, 6'6" junior, Caleb Jones McCrary. Anthony Brown's out of Olathe, went to Olathe North High School. He's a 6'5" senior. Jake Alexander rounds it out. He is from McPherson, Kansas. The old bullpup is a 6'5" senior. for the Benedictine Ravens. And head coach Ryan Moody, his associate head coach John Peer. Benedictine is going to be starting freshman Sam Ungashik at a Blue Valley West High School, a 6-foot freshman. Ahmad Lewis, a junior at 6'2 from Kansas City, Missouri. Out of Omaha's Creighton Prep High School, 6'6 senior Jaden Timmy. Braden Belts from Andover, Kansas, 6'1 junior from Andover Central. And from Liberty North High School, just up the road, is 6'6 senior Tyson Cathy. So here we go. Benedictine in the traveling black with red lettering a trim for Mid-America. It is the home whites with, I don't know if that's red and blue or almost looks like red and black. That could be a really, really, really navy blue. And I mean navy like navy, navy. Here we go. Coming into the center circle to jump it off. The ball was up, the tip of the way. Pioneers are going to control this thing down easily enough, and we are underway. Mid-America with a basketball. They'll hook it over into layup and in, and as quickly as that, the bucket by Caleb Jones-McCarthy puts Mid-America in front, 2-0. We're just moments into the game. Here's Ungashik. We'll take it down to the baseline, drive it all the way across, has the ball knocked away, takes it back to Sam. Comes out on top, thinking about the three. Belt doesn't, goes back over to the right side. The feet in the middle is going to be taken away. Coming up with it is going to be McCarthy. Here comes Benedictine up the floor. The drive into the middle, little one-handed runner. Anthony Brown has his first points, and the Ravens with a 4-point deficit. Less than a minute in. Timmy will have it over to the right side. Gets it there to Belt. Belt looks to the center. Nothing. Ungashik starts to drive in. Backs it away. Mid-America comes into the game at 13-3. Here's a nice pass in the middle of the lamp. It's going to be up and good. Tyson Caffey gets his first points today. So Tyson gets Benedictine on the board, and Anthony Brown responds on the other end with one. So it is now 6-2 Mid-America. We're just over a minute into the game. This is a lot of scoring, and certainly in contrast to what we saw in game number one, where scoring was a lot more difficult to come by. Here's Ahmad with it on the left side. Brings it back over to Braden. Belt works toward the top with 18.5 to go in the opening half. Benedictine down to 9 on the shot clock. Ungashik will cut into the lane, lose the handle, pulls away, fades away, puts a shot on its way, good for 2. Ungashik for a pair. It is 6-4 Mid-America at the 18-20 mark. Just underway here in Olathe. Again, Mid-America is 13-3 overall, 8-2 in the conference. Here's a straightaway three that's up and good. The three for Ed Wright. BC coming up the floor with it. The Ravens are a 500 team right now at 8-8. They are 6-4 in conference play. Ahmad Lewis goes to the right side to Belt. He'll launch three and nail it. Belt from downtown. And Benedictine trails at 9-7. The skip pass over to the left side of the lane. Pioneers with a basketball right in front of us here. McCarthy with it will drive in, have the shot knocked away, brings it back down, dumps it over to the right side. Hooks into the middle. Now it's going to be loose. It's on the floor. It's out of bounds, and they're going to say it's Mid-America basketball. See if we can figure out how to get some, here we go, a little split box. We'll use that. Pioneers out on top, 7 seconds, 6 on the shot clock. Leading it here by a pair. Here's a three-pointer from the left side. It's up and no good. Ungashik coming out with a rebound, and Benedictine, an opportunity at a lead.
Angle! Get an angle!
Back over to the right side. Ungashik bumped and bumped, and no foul called. Back out on top. It's going to go over to the left side to Ahmad. Lewis pushes off, no foul, falling away in the middle. The shot is up and no good, and the rebound is going to elude it. Tyson Cathy. Mid-America will come back up the floor with it. 16:57 to go in the opening half. Pioneers have the ball, leading it by 2. That shot is up and no good. Rebounding it is Timmy. And Mid-America does not look for the offensive board. The shot goes up. They're immediately falling back, headed the other way. They figure that either they're going to hit the bucket or they're going to miss it and be back on defense. Back over to the right side with it. Ravens in the middle is Ahmad. He'll turn and shoot, missing it wide to the right side. BC's shooting percentage suffering a little bit early. Here's a runner from the left side. It's up and good, and Anthony Brown has been devastating early in the ballgame. He's already at 6 points. It is 11-7. 16-16 to go in the first half. Out on top of the Tyson Cathy near travel and has it stripped out of his hands. Fives. Have you ever heard me say this? Fives should never dribble the basketball. Here's a very long three. Got it. Ed Wright, his second three. Wright has two threes. Brown has three twos. And McCarthy has a two on his own. It is 14-7. Mid-America is worth the 15-50 mark of the opening half. Ungershick will work it around to the left side. Timmy with a real battle, really physical battle inside. Ahmad Lewis starts left, cuts right, tries to drive in, loses the handle on it, gets it back out on top to Timmy. Seven on the shot clock. He will pull up, jump shot, up and short. Rebound, Mid-America. Pioneers are going to sweep it down and quickly come into the forecourt. They'll drive it down the right side, dipshing it over, and that was a nice job by Cathy to get a hand in the passing lane and knock the ball away from McCarthy, who was looking at a huge slam. So, Caleb Jones-McCrary. BC is going to take Ahmad out of the game, and checking in for the first time this afternoon, we'll see Preston Reynolds, a 6'5 freshman from Shawnee Mission East High School. And again, not very far from home, out of Leawood. 15-20 to go in the opening half. Pioneers with a 2-1 lead over Benedictine at 14-7. They're backing in. Adise also in the game, backing in. Hook shot, up and good. And that was just a matter of McCrary just overpowering Adise in the middle. He's got his fourth point, and the Ravens in trouble down 9 at 16-7, 5 minutes in. Little seesaw dribble. The ball's going to be knocked away from Belt. Outlet down the court and going up for the layup. And Preston says no. No thunder dunk here. I'm going to reach in, and if I have to kind of get you on the arm a little bit, I'm going to do that. He did. Reynolds will have his first foul. That is the first foul by Preston and only the second foul by either team so far today. Ungershick has one. And now Preston Reynolds with one. This free throw is up and good. And Mid-America has been really, really outstanding out of the gate. 7-9 shooting the ball. 2-3 from the outside. Perfect at the free throw line. Benedictine has not been bad. Hitting half of their shots inside and out. Second free throw. Perfect. It is now an 18-7 Mid-America lead. Ravens a little trouble down 11 at 14:50 to go in that first half. Preston Reynolds goes to the right side to Sam. Underneath to Joel. Adise backs in. Head fakes, gets his man off his feet. Draws the foul. Doesn't hit the bucket. The whistle's going to be on McCrary. McCrary will pick up his first personal foul. And coming to the line for Benedictine will beat Joel Adise. Joel takes his time and eyes it up. The 6'6 senior will put it on its way. Not going to go in. One more shot for Joel Adise as he continues to look for his first point of the afternoon. 14.5 to go in the first half. Joel taking his time. Flips it up and in. So Adise is on the board. And Benedictine cuts the lead down to 10 at 14.5 to go. Pioneers back up the floor with it. They'll go to the right, pull up to the right, and we're going to have an offensive foul by Mid-America. And this is going to be quickly the second foul on McCrary. And I suspect that substitute coming into the game is going to be in for him, and it will be. As Mid-America and first-year head coach Adam Hepker. You remember when that long ago when he was out here playing for Mid-America? He's going to bring Kobe Reese in. Kobe's a 6'7" junior from Spokane, Washington. Sam turns around. Shot no good. Rebound to get down is going to be Brown. Back the other way with the basketball, Mid-America. They've also got Brooks Langerer into the game. Brooks will drive to the free throw line, put it off on top, but the three-point shot is extremely short. just grazes the front lip of the rim and falls to the ground where it carries out of bounds. 13:56 to play in the first half. Mid-America with a double-digit lead in front of Benedictine here at 18-8 on the road this afternoon. Ungashink will walk it up the court. Ravens are back on offense. Timmy back over to Sam. Looks in the middle. He wants a DSA and can't get it there. Comes right side to Belt. Back off on top. It'll go to Reynolds. Down to feed underneath Timmy. Nicely done. Eluded his defender and is wide open for the layup. Jaden Timmy's first bucket of the day. It is 18-10 at 13:20 to go. Mid-America with the ball and an 8-point lead now. Benedictine kind of whittle that advantage down, and we're going to have palming to basketball over, called on Ed Wright. So Ed, the sophomore from Ohio, but not directly here from Ohio. He's really here directly from Allen County. 13:13 to go in the first half. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens with the basketball, trailing it by 8. They've been down by as many as 11. Ungashik will slide left. Works off the screen. Goes down all the way into the lane. Has it stripped away from him. Just picked his pocket. Outlet down the right side. The kick over to the left. Into the corner it goes to Langerer. Brooks pushes it off on top to Makai Elmore. Elmore passes in traffic. It's going to be lost away out of bounds and be Benedictine basketball. Touch last by Kobe Reese. Now these two teams getting up and down the court a lot. Mid-America hitting a high percentage of their shots. That's 7-10 right now. And it is an 18-10 ball game. Round to the right side. Ungashit goes in, goes up, misses shot. Rebound Adise. Couple of head fakes later, misses his tip shot. Rebound this time. Mid-America. Ravens are letting the size of the Pioneers kind of intimidate him, it seems like. Now the inbound pass stolen back by Adise. Here comes BC. Anthony Hall has come into the game for the Ravens. Anthony's a 6'5 freshman from Park Hill High School. Baseline shot for 3. Up against Ungashik. And as Sam hits his 5th point, we're going to get a Mid-America timeout. Taking a break, Neil, with 12:14 to go in the opening half here in Olathe, Kansas, where it is Mid-America 18, Benedictine 13.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Benedictine coming out on the court as we return. It'll be Ahmad Lewis on the floor for BC. Anthony Hall is out there. You got Preston Reynolds on the court. Braden Belt over on the right side and over to the left, kind of at the baseline. You're going to find Joel Adise. So those are your Raven five. As Mid-America puts it in play and brings it up the floor. They'll work there to the left side. Feed all the way across with a three-pointer. Set sail and missing. And the very long rebound is going to be cleared down by Ahmad Lewis. Here comes Benedictine into the forecourt with inside 12 to go in the half. Ravens have the ball, and they're within 5. And we're going to have an offensive foul on BC off the ball. It's going to be on Adise, who comes over and plays his case to the official. Joel Adise will have foul number 1. Benedictine, team foul 3. 1 each on 3 different players. Pioneers back up with it, still hanging on to the 5-point advantage. They're going to back in and back in. Brown has it. Little sky hook. Nope. Hits the back of the rim. Bounces out in front for Preston Reynolds. Sweeps it down. And now Preston just loses his concentration. The ball rolls away from him into the backcourt. He just has to go back and touch it. It's going to be over and back. College players having to be told by the coach to go to the score table and check in. Thought that was a little more remedial. 11:24 to go. First half, Mid-America with the basketball. Okay. And now we're going to have another foul and another one on Joel Adise. Joel will have quickly his second foul and Benedictine's fourth, and Adise will pull up a chair. Back in for him for the Ravens will come Tyson Cathy. We're down to 11-11 to go in the opening half here in Olathe. And with that, number 11, Makai Elmore, has the ball for Mid-America. He'll swing it over to the left side, down to Langerer. Cross-court pass batted by Tyson Cathy, rescued underneath. Dropping a shoulder, pushing in. The shot is going to be up, and it's going to be good. Kobe Reese will have his first point of the game. 20-13, Pioneers is worth the 10:50 mark of the half. BC will throw it away with a turnover, and it just seems to be a lack of focus right now with 10 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the opening half. 20-13, Pioneers in front at home today. Walking it up the floor is going to be Anthony Brown. Brown is good. He's been with this program for, feels like, a really long time now. His pass out on top is going to get away, but not before we have a foul called from down at the baseline against Benedictine. This is going to be on LaRue. Bryson LaRue has not been in the game very long, picking up his first foul before his first point, the 6'2 freshman. Benedictine back topside again with it to Langerer. 10.5 to go in the half. Ravens down 20-13. Mid-America has the ball looking to stretch that lead. They'll go to the baseline. The falling away shot is no good. And the rebound coming off the floor to Benedictine's Anthony Hall. Up it comes BC out on top. Hall will go baseline. Tries to drive in. There's no room. Comes out to Preston. Back over to the right side to Ahmad. Lewis looks to the middle. Nothing. Comes out to Preston. He'll launch a three. What a dagger. Wow. Nice shot, Preston Reynolds from way outside. His first points of the game. Ravens are back to within 4, 20-16, and we are midpoint of the opening half. Be aware, Neil, that at the next dead ball, we will have our under 10 media timeout here, and that's going to be it right here, as we're going to get a foul called, and that will take us to the break. Timeout on the court. We're at 9:52 to go in the opening half here in Olathe, Kansas. It's Mid-America 20, Benedictine 16.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Opening game of the afternoon, founding Mid-America ladies coming out on top over Benedictine. A 54-49 count. In the second game, Mid-America has probably led throughout. Ravens have not had an advantage yet. They've trailed by as many as 11 right now. Back to within 4. We've got 9:52 to play in the first half. Mid-America has only been whistled for 2 first half fouls, both of them on Caleb Jones-McCrary. For Benedictine, 6 fouls. 2 on Joel Adise, 1 each on LaRue Lewis Reynolds Ungashik. Benedictine is on the court with, let's see, Tyson Cathy and Preston Reynolds, and I see Ahmad Lewis. I've got an eye on Bryson LaRue. And yep, it will be Anthony Hall rounding out the 5. Here's a ball coming in bounds way out near midcourt. And over to the right side, Mid-America with it. We're getting our first appearance in the game for Mid-America's Chanel Aponte, a 6'3 junior from Kissimmee. Shot clock at 5. Pioneers of the ball. It's going to be batted away, knocked out of bounds by Preston. They're going to have it in play in front of the Benedictine bench with 2 on the shot clock. Now, you know very well you can score in less time than this. Morehillmount Academy did it with a full-length play and a half a second to go. Here's a turnaround shot of the buzzer. Up, it's no good. And on the rebound, it's going to be turned over to Benedictine. 9.5 to play. Here in the first half, Ravens coming up court with the basketball, trailing only by 4. sliding to the right side, Preston Reynolds, 6'5" freshman guard. Comes back on top. That's going to be LaRue. Bryson gets it to Tyson Caffey. He'll go for a three that doesn't fall. And the rebound is going to be allowed to get away and out of bounds. It'll come back to Mid-America. Ravens are going to run one, now two, now three starters back in the game. As Ungashik and Timmy and Belt come back in. So Benedictine has its starting five back out on the floor. 9:20 to go in the ball game. 20-16. Mid-America. Pioneers have the lead in the basketball. They'll work around to the right side. Look it off on top. Getting it there to Makai Elmore. Elmore dumps it over to the left side to Ed. Wright punting away. Jump shot good. Ed Wright. He's been outstanding. That is his eighth point of the game, pushing it to a 6-point advantage for Mid-America. 22-16. 8:40 to go. Kimmy with it. Top side again. It's going to go to Sam. Ungashik tries to drive down the right side. No room. Reverses direction. Brings it back out on top to Ahmad. Over to Sam on the left. Way out on the elbow. Now he'll drive down to the baseline. Lean in. Lots of contact. No foul. Tyson Caffey wanted to shoot that three, but having missed one a moment ago, passes it up. And a driving shot missed by Ahmad Lewis. Benedictine not able to capitalize. And back the other way goes Mid-America. The shot off the window was no good. Rebound slapped around it. Finally, instead of just slapping at it, Timmy will reach in and actually grab the ball, which is always a good rebounding plan. He'll cover it up, and Benedictine comes into the forecourt. Here's Timmy for three. Oh, yeah. Nicely done, Jaden. Timmy's fifth point of the afternoon. 22-19. 8 minutes to go, opening half in Olathe. This game has moved pretty quick. We've not had a ton of free throws. Each team has taken two so far this afternoon. Backing in with it is going to be Reese. It's lost out of bounds, and they're going to say it continues to belong to Mid-America, but they'll bring it in now with a dozen on the shot clock and 7:43 to go in the half. For the Pioneers, down to the baseline, Elmore brings it in, pushes it off on top to Reese. Over to the left it goes, 7 on the shot clock, back on top, bit of a head fake, driving into the left, falling away, shot goes up, and we're going to have a foul against Benedictine. Probably another one on Ahmad. It is. A couple of fouls now for Ahmad Lewis. Both Ahmad and Joel Adise. Two each. Benedictine collects team foul 7. A couple of free throws coming up here for Brown. First one, no. Tony Brown, 8 points. Was 2 for 2 at the free throw line before that one. One more shot coming here. On its way. Got it. 23-19, Pioneers. We're down to 7.5 to go, opening half. For Benedictine, looking to get a road W's. We're almost through the first half of the season. Here's a three. There it is, Tyson Caffey. With all the confidence in the world, puts it in, and he's got 5. 23-22, it's 7-11 to go in the half. Top side with the ball. Makai Elmore. He'll go over to Brown. Down low comes to Reese. Backing in on Belt. Changes directions. Goes to the baseline. Belt defends him well. The shot goes up and misses. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Caffey. And here comes Benedictine. Ravens back to within 1. They've trailed by 11 with an opportunity to take a lead here. Their first of the game. Timmy gets it underneath. Tyson twists, turns, shoots, misses. Back up court. Mid-America. 6.5 to go. Little head fake by Alexander for the Pioneers. Now they'll feed into the lane and cutting across Belt. Well anticipated. Looked into the middle. Saw where that ball was going to go. Timed his jump. Well, was able to swat it away and knocked it out of bounds. Mid-America brings it in. It's loose on the floor and it's going to go out of bounds. And coming back again to Mid-America. 6:24 to go in the half, 14 on the shot clock. Pioneers clinging now to the single-digit lead. Out on top is going to be Elmore. Elmore to Reese. Shot clock's at 7. Shot clock's at 4. The drive right, the leaning shot. Is it going to be a charge? Sure it is. Well done again by Tyson Caffey. So Tyson is able to draw the player control foul. It is going to be the first foul of the afternoon for Anthony Brown. Benedictine coming back up court with it. And again, the Ravens an opportunity to take their first lead of the afternoon. We're at 6-12 to go in the first half. Sam Ungashick, Overland Park, Kansas freshman, Blue Valley West High School. See, a lot of these Kansas City guys with family and friends here. Now the cross-court pass is going to be knocked away and out of bounds. It'll come back into Benedictine from the far side. A lot of the Kansas City area players with family and friends and old teammates here. Kansas City alumni base turning out in great numbers. Good to see some old friends that show up at the games here today. You know a lot of them. Here's a little hook shot from underneath. Missed by Ungashick, but he gets fouled. And Sam coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. The whistle's going to be on Kobe Reese of the Pioneers. First foul of the ball game for Reese. Coming to the line for Benedictine, it is Sam Ungashick. Sam strides up there. He's got 5 points, a two and a three. He's going to get a couple of free throws right here. First of which is up and good, and we are tied at 23. 5:44 to go. Mid-America has scored, 1 point in the last 3 minutes. One more shot for Sam. Takes a big, deep breath, flips it toward the rim, and it's in and out, no good. Tied at 23 we are. Mid-America coming into the forecourt. We're down now to 5.5 to play, first half. Pioneers worth it around to the left side. Wright has the ball. Pass in the middle is batted away. Nicely done by Tyson Cathy. An alert defensive play to get a hand on that thing and knock it free where one of his teammates is able to recover it. BC back on offense. Ungashick, head fakes, loses his defender. Hits the three! Sam buries it, and Benedictine has his first lead in the afternoon. 26-23 at 5:10 to go. First half. Into the lane, little hook shot. It's going to go up and in for Kobe Reese, and he's at four. 26-25, Benedictine. And we're at the 450 mark. Here's Sam back around to the right side. Out on top, Timmy goes three. Perfect! What a shot, Jaden Timmy! Timmy's second three of the game, and he's got eight. And it's 29-25. 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Benedictine beginning to warm up the perimeter shooters here. Pass on top. Here's a three for Mid-America. No. Rebound. And we're going to get it tied up. No. No jump ball. Here's another three for Mid-America. No. Rebound. Mid-America comes up with another offensive board. 4:15 to go. Here's another three. That one is going to be in. The third consecutive three-point shot by Mid-America will go in for Makai Elmore. And a Ravens lead, again, cut to one. It is 29-28 as we're inside 4 minutes to play. Here in the first half, driving in is Tyson Caffey. Back out on top. Here's Belt. Goes three. No. Rebound tipped out. Tyson's got it. Feeds it to Sam. Sam starts left, comes right, dumps it in the corner. Timmy's three. Yes. That's his spot. That's the sweet spot for Jaden Timmy. And we're going to get a bank timeout. Taking a break at 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first half. Benedictine 32, Mid-America 28.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, Scrambler breakfast burritos, Spicy Chorizo breakfast burritos, Potato Ole Scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Back with you here in Olathe, Kansas, as Benedictine and Mid-America are down to the last 3:40 to go in the opening half of this men's college game. Second half of our college hoops doubleheader here on Care Radio. By the way, if you're paying any attention to the NFL game, Seahawks have just taken the lead. How about that? Who saw that coming, huh? Around to the right side. Middlebury coming to basketball, backing in with it. It's going to be a punt. They turn around shot. It's up and good. Make that Ed Wright. Ed has 10. And it's 32-30. Down to 3:15 to go before intermission. PC has brought Preston Reynolds back in. Preston has a three-point shot. Coach Moody stands directly in front of me here. You can hear him, I'm sure, right back here. The shot is up. No. Tipped up. No. Rebound underneath. Tyson follows up. No. Rebound. Mid-America Benedictin with three shots. Two of them. Point-blank range. Couldn't get him to fall. Here's a dish across. Out on top. Three on its way. And good. Anthony Brown having a fantastic half. Puts Mid-America back in front. 33-32. 2:40 to play in the half.
Going back to the big.
Ungershik, left side, Preston for three. No. And a rebound cleared away by Mid-America. They're going to transition up the court. Anthony Brown. Anthony with a dozen points so far. Ed Wright has 10 more. Those two guys have 22 of Mid-America's 33. The pass down to the baseline, stolen by Belt. Braden Belt comes up with a TO, and Benedictine coming up the floor. 2:10 left before halftime.
Get lower.
You're going to get Ungershik, eases right, now cuts left, gets it over for Timmy, and the pass nearly stolen away, but for Benedictine, good fortune, that ball not recovered by Anthony Brown. Belt and Kathy come out of the game for BC. 2 minutes to go in the half. Benedictine, what's the timeout? Yeah, let's do it. We're going to take a timeout with Coach Moody and the Ravens. We're at a minute 58 to play in the first half. Mid-America 33, Benedictine 32.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
And a bit of contrast to the first game of the day, the guys' teams are both shooting pretty well all in all for Mid-America, 13-23, 56.5% from the floor, 4 of 9, that's a 44.4% from the outside, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. For Benedictine, 11 of 24 for the outside, that's 46%, hitting 8 of 12 threes and half, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. Mid-America has out-rebounded Benedictine, 13-11, but the dearth of missed shots has certainly minimize the number of rebounds and rebounding opportunities available. So, numbers not as large. Minute 58 to go. First half, Ravens putting it in play. We've got 10 on the shot clock. Ungershik way out near the center circle at 7. Comes over to the right side. Looking in the middle with 4. With 2. With 1. They're not going to get a shot off. Benedictine somehow comes into the game, fails to understand the time on the shot clock and does not get one away. It'll be Mid-America basketball with a minute 45 to go. Up four with it. Pioneers, Tony Brown comes on top to Reese. Kobe back over to Tony. He'll go left. About 3 or 4 steps later, the ball's going to be blocked out of bounds and rejected by Adise. Joel getting pushed to throw that shot out of bounds. With a minute 34 to go in the half. There are 18 on the shot clock now. Pioneers putting it back in play at the baseline. It'll come in over to the left. That's going to be Brooks Langerer. Brooks has gotten some time in today, but has gotten no points so far. Langerer, 6 minutes in the game. Mid-America with Brown right side. Now he's just going to square up and throw down another three. Wow, Anthony Brown. 36-32, and the Ravens up 4 a moment ago. Now trailing by 4. They've trailed by as many as 11 for just over a minute to go in the half. Preston Reynolds works it over in front of Coach Hepker and Mid-America's bench. Preston backs in. He's going to stop, feeds in the middle, and a DC upstairs to lay it home. Jolodine's in with three. 36-34. And we've got 45 seconds left in the half. Cutting into the lane, this shot is going to be up and off the window and good. Makai Elmore. Pioneers go right back to the four-point advantage of 38-34.
That's it.
Shot clock, game clock now separated by about 5 or 6 seconds. So the Ravens are going to be able to run this down quite a bit, but they are not going to have the last possession of the half, it wouldn't appear. They've gone to that four-corner offense. We've seen them utilize it a little bit this season in various situations. Driving across is going to be Preston Reynolds. Misses the layup. Tips it out, and the rebound is going to be saved. 2 seconds. Here's a three-point shot. Ravens again. But another shot clock violation. Two and four trips up and down the floor. We're at 6 seconds to go. And America with 6 seconds to get a shot away, leading it by four. For Benedictine, the task is make them get the ball on the floor, make them burn a little time, see what you can do about preventing another score before intermission. Here come the Pioneers. Over to the right side, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, a runner at the buzzer. It's an air ball. It goes out of bounds, and we're going to the locker room. We'll be back here in Atlanta, summarizing the opening half for you, but with the intermission score. Mid-America 38, Benedictine 34. We'll be right back.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Olathe. Quick look at the recap of the scoring from the first half for Mid-America. What a tremendous half for Anthony Brown, but it is what Anthony Brown does. He's got 15 points to lead his team in an incredible line where he was 5 of 8 shooting the ball, including 2 of 2. 3-point shots and 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Also is his team leader in rebounds with a half a dozen. Anthony Brown. However, Anthony Brown got opportunities to do those things. He played 20 minutes of the first half. For Benedictine, the Ravens were led in scoring by Jaden Timmy with 11. Sam Ungashik had 9. It falls off dramatically then to Tyson Cathy's 5 and 3 each. Joel Adise, Braden Belch, and Preston Reynolds. For Benedictine, let's just kind of compare the numbers. Ravens 12 of 26, 46% from the floor, 8 of 12 from outside, and 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Mid-America 15 of 26, hitting 58% of their shots from the floor and half from 3 at 5 of 10. 3 out of 4 at the line. Mid-America has out-rebounded Benedictine by a slim 14-12 margin. Turnovers, pretty similar also. BC turning it over 9 times, Mid-America turning it over 8. But again, very good shooting by these two teams. And again, for Mid-America, 5 of 10 from outside, 15 of 26 from inside. But it's a close game. 4-point game going into the locker room. Fouls, by the way, nobody in any kind of real foul trouble for Benedictine. You've got both Adise and Ahmad Lewis with 2 apiece. No one else with more. For Mid-America, Caleb Jones-McCrary picks up his 2nd foul. No one else with more than 2. Entertaining the fans out here a little bit with some antics on the court by students at halftime. That's what it's all about, having a little fun. And we're going to hope to bring you some joy when we come back and bring you the second half live here on Care Radio. But right now, with the halftime score in Olathe, Kansas, The Benedictine Ravens trailing Mid-America at the break. 38-34. We're going to kick it back to our man, Neil. He's in the Care Sports studio and has prepared an outstanding halftime for you.
Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25,000 and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250,000 per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
Well, good afternoon, Care Country. Neil Weiland here at the Sports Center, where Benedictine College trails. Close game there in Olathe. Mid-America Nazarene leading it 38-34. We'll get you back out to Tom Counts for second half coverage in about 8 minutes or so, so hang tight for that. Earlier today, the BC Ladies lost a very close battle against Mid-America. Let's get you that final score here, 54-39, the final in that one. I do have several other final scores from across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, so let's get those to you right now. We'll just start with the women's finals that we have in. We have quite a few. Clark defeated Peru State 73-51. William Penn over Evangel, the final 64-58. Again, these are women's finals from today. Grandview, a big winner at home over Graceland, 88-49, the final score there. How about Baker narrowly escaping Park with a win, 59-56, Baker again victorious. Do have a late score involving Culver Stockton and Mount Mercy. At last check, we have Culver Stockton leading 69-40 over Mount Mercy with 6:47 left in the contest. As I mentioned before, the BC Ladies coming up just a bit short against Mid-America earlier today, 54-49, the final there. Also going on today, Central Methodist is taking on Missouri Valley. And that's on the ladies' side. Let's flip the script to the men's side. We do have already a couple of finals for you as Clark University took on Peru State, and the Bobcats get the win 73-70 in Dubuque, Iowa. William Penn, they win over Evangel 74-68. As we continue with men's scores here at last check, Graceland and Grandview are knotted up at 13. And then we can refresh this page. Might get an update on that one for you. The game you're listening to, Benedictine and Mid-America. It's Mid-America leading at 38-34 at the half. Okay, here is an update on that Graceland-Grandview contest. Graceland is pulling away 35-25, the score early in the second half. Also, it's halftime at Marshall, Missouri, where Missouri Valley is leading big over Central Methodist 47-27. How about Baker and Park University? Let's get you a score right there. Park ahead of Baker 45-36, and Mount Mercy and Culver Stockton are just getting underway. Men's basketball there from the Heart of America Athletic Conference. How about Division I basketball? Boy, a tough loss for K-State on the road at TCU. The Horned Frogs winning at 82-68, so that might knock K-State back a little bit in the rankings. But as K-State does fall to 15-2 with that loss. How about KU? The Jayhawks, boy, they're in a tight one with Iowa State. 55-53, that's what we're showing here, is that one is under 4.5 minutes left in the game. Number 2 Jayhawks narrowly leading it over Iowa State, 55-53. Boy, a lot of great basketball being played in the Big 12 Conference. Over on the Missouri side, Missouri's ranked at number 20 in the country, and they are trailing Florida, though. I'm sorry, that is a final, I should say. Let me correct that. Final, Florida over Missouri, 73-64 today. All right, so there we go. Some basketball scores for you as we look ahead to the sports schedule. Kind of unusual as we will have Benedictine Raven basketball for you on Monday. Yes, Monday, BC is at Missouri Valley. Women tip off at 5:30, followed by the men again Monday evening. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll get you caught up on that forecast, too, if I can make sure I push the right buttons here. Yeah, we're going to hear from our sponsors and also get you that weather forecast here in just a few. I'm going to rearrange a few things here at the stage. I'm kind of going on the fly here, and that can be kind of a dangerous thing. But we've got coming up for you, we've got, let's see here, we're going to hear from the sponsors, and we've got, I just have to move one more thing. Bear with me. There we go. Right after this, we got your forecast coming up. Stay tuned.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Skyway Bank at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 34. Tonight, under cloudy skies, southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast again tomorrow, highs around 54. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 47. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Monday, with daytime highs approaching 55. 46 Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Let's take a look at current temperatures in Care Country. Not bad at all for middle part of January. We're talking about mid-40s out there. 45 in downtown Atchison. Tomorrow looking pretty good. Now, eventually, you know, talk with Bill Spencer. He's saying that it's going to get pretty darn cold at the end of the month. So this relatively mild weather will not be with us forever. Hey, we're at halftime of Benedictine basketball. Ravens on the road at Mid-America today, and they are trailing 38-34. Very competitive first half. We'll get you back out to Tom Counts here in about 90 seconds or so for second half coverage. Earlier today, the BC ladies, they came up just a little bit short, 54-49, the final score right there. Going to update you on KU right here. Let's see if we can get to refresh our pages here and our screens and everything like that as they roll under 3 minutes at Allen Fieldhouse, where KU is trailing 57-56 against the Cyclones. Iowa State entering 14th in the country, 13-2, their record. Your number two Kansas Jayhawks at 15-1. Again, a barn burner down there at Allen Fieldhouse, one of the greatest places to watch a college basketball game. Looks like that's a lot of fun. Okay, we're going to take a one-minute break, and we'll send it back out to Olathe, where Tom Counts will have your second half between Benedictine and Mid-America. That's coming up right after this.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Hey, we welcome you back again to the Bell Family Arena here on the campus of Mid-America Nazarene University in Olathe, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to the second half of tonight's men's college basketball game. I see tonight, I know it's late afternoon, but something like that, almost 5 o'clock here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Intermission score finds the home team, Mid-America leading the Ravens 38-34. Welcome back, everybody, with Neil, producing and engineering this game, back in the Care Sports Studio. Took good care of us all at halftime, Neil. Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming in and taking care of stuff for us today. Good man. Thank you. Tom Couch with your courtside. And two teams out of the court warming up. It was a seesaw battle through the entire first half. You had the Pioneers jumping out to an 11-point lead early on, about five, a little over 5 minutes into the game. Benedictine battled back, took a 4-point lead with about 4 minutes to go. And Mid-America leads by four now as we get set to go to the second half. Wait for the respective coaches to get their starting five out there as we go to back to play. I'm right here at the scorer's table. The PA guys to my immediate right, the Benedictine bench, and head coach Ryan Mooney, his associate coach John Peer, and their staff and team to my immediate left. And I'm wandering around here. You can't even leave the gym. There's so many Raven fans that you got to see and you got to say hello to, and it's wonderful to see so many people here today. Benedictine has a fantastic turnout and attendance at this game here today. Former players, people who are longtime fans of the team and supporters of the school. From many of them, many of them from the Kansas City and surrounding areas who've taken an opportunity to take a Saturday afternoon to come and watch the alma mater. That's it. We'll see if the Ravens can pull off a road win. They trail by four as we go to the second half at four. Benedictine is going to be the original starting five, it looks like. Ungashik, Lewis, Timmy Belt, and Kathy. For Mid-America, it would appear to be Wright, Elmore, Alexander, McCrary, and Brown. The ball comes in. The Ravens are going to have it and go from right to left across your dial here in the second half. And the ball is going to be knocked away and lost out of bounds. It'll be off Mid-America. Ravens will have it in down to the baseline with 19 on the shot clock to begin the second half. Bischel is going to hand the ball to Sam Ungashik, freshman point guard, looking for some help. He's going to take this thing all the way into the backcourt where Jaden Timmy, showing that senior knowledge, wisdom, leadership, goes way back there just to get that thing in play. Mid-America doubling up and really playing some pressure defense. Now, Tyson Cathy goes in, misses the layup. Driving layup, he's just off the mark, and we'll turn it over. Back up with it will come Mid-America. Half a minute into the second half. Pioneers over to the right side with the ball. It's going to be Ed Wright. Kicks it down low. Getting a shoulder, and oh my goodness, they're calling a block. That is remarkable. As he backs in, dropping a shoulder, shoving his way into the baseline, Timmy gets knocked to the floor, and they call him for a block. It's over Jaden Timmy. It'll be foul number one for Benedictine, team foul one of the second half. Driving in, the feed is going to go across, and the layup is going to be up and missed. Rebound is going to be saved in by Ungashik, and here comes Benedictine. Sam will run it up the floor. He is one on three. Goes all the way underneath, and look at that move by Sam Ungashik, the freshman, and he's got 11. It's 38-36. We're a minute into the second half. Pioneers will take it down to the baseline. They'll try to drive in. No room. Comes out on top. The three sets the O's and good. Ed Wright will have his 13th point of the game, his third three on the afternoon. It's a 41-36 Mid-America lead. 18 and a half to go in the game. Tell you what, the far side, visitor's side, is well populated. You're going to find most of the visiting fans absolutely shoulder to shoulder back here. Now the ball's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. Ravens are going to lose it. Mid-America's going to have it back in. So Pioneers have the basketball, leading it by five with 18-18 to go in the game. Topside with it is going to be Makai Elmore. Dumps it over to Tony Brown. Anthony, left side, working in front of Ahmad. Goes down low to Alexander. He backs in, working on Tyson Cathy. Shoots and misses. Offensive rebound, followed up and missed, and Tyson grabbed him. Kathy reaches out, gets a hand on the shooter, and it will be first foul of the game for Tyson, but for Benedictine, it'll be team foul two of the second half. We're a couple of minutes into the second half. Mid-America has yet to commit a foul and come into the line for the Pioneers. Caleb Jones-McCrary, his first free throw of the night is good. And that will be his fifth point today. 42-36, Mid-America out front. Second free throw, airborne, he'll get them both. McCreary has six. 43-36. We go inside 18 to go. Benedictine here trying to go by seven. Again, they've trailed by as many as 11. With about 5-6 minutes gone in the first half before battling back to take a late lead in the half. Here's a driving shot. Up and good. Jaden Timmy continues to lead the Ravens in scoring. He's now at 13. 43-38, 17 and a half to go. Pioneers working on offense right in front of their bench and first season head coach Adam Hepker.
Hands up.
You kind of have to think, don't you, that Adam Hepker was kind of hand-picked by Rocky Lamar to step in, try to fill those shoes. Big shoes. Huge. Size 20 from Rocky Lamar. 17 minutes to go in the first half. Coach Lamar, by the way, just spoke to him. He's here right behind us, too. Ravens spinning around. We'll feed it over to the side. It's going to be batted away for a moment, but rescued by Ahmad. Shot clock's at five. Ravens have had several times. They've not gotten a shot off, but now here's a feed to the middle of the lane. It's going to be up and good. Tyson Caffey. 43-40, Mid-America at the 16:30 mark. Mid-America off the left block, backs in, drops an elbow, kicks it across, throws it away. Ravens are going to have it back. And back the other way will come BC. Ravens within one possession, trying to get 43-40. And Ungashik brings it down the right side. Sam angling to the far side, defended by Makai Elmore. Now the team has made a second half substitution. Now we're going to get an offensive foul. And it is going to be on Braden Belt. I'm not sure Braden has touched the ball yet in the second half. I don't remember even having called his name to this point. Belt's first foul. Now Benedictine's committed three second half fouls. Timmy, Belt, and Caffey each with one. 43-40, Pioneers, 16-16 to go. Here's the alley-oop. It's off the mark and flies out of bounds, and it'll be Benedictine ball. I'm sure it was going to be great if it worked. It didn't, so it wasn't, but here comes the Ravens. Sam out on top. High post is going to be Tyson. Kathy DeLewis underneath it goes to Timmy. Has a shot pinned against the backboard. And rebounding it the other way comes Mid-America. Pioneers down the right side, Ed Wright. Now the Ravens double him up, trap him down to the baseline, and the official's going to say, we're going to get a jump ball call? Yes. Jump ball and possession, MNU, with 15:45 to go. 21 on the shot clock. Mid-America putting it to play at their offensive baseline. They'll mop the floor down for a second before Makai Elmore does the inbound work. Tyson Caffey's going to check out for BC, the first substitution of the second half. In for him will come Joel Adise, the 6'6 senior. Mid-America puts it in play. The official chatting up the guys a little bit, and here we go. It's going to be Elmore. He'll lob it in right side to Brown. Comes way off on top. The three for Wright. No. Rebound. Joel Adise. Joel skies up to clear that defensive board. Ravens back up the floor. 15 and a half to play. Swinging it to the right side. It's going to be Ahmad Lewis. He'll skip it over to Timmy. He's a step outside the right side of the lane. Now backs in, falls away, shoots it off the window and missed it. Rebound is going to be called down by Ed. Wright brings it up, swings it over to the left side to Elmore. Comes back out to the top of the key to McCrary. And we get a Benedictine foul. It's going to be on Adise. No, it's going to be on Belt. So Braden Belt, again, who I don't think has touched the ball yet in the second half, will have his second foul. Both of them have come since intermission. And we're 5 minutes into the second half. The three from the left side. Air ball. It'll come back in too. Benedictine. Into the lineup for the Ravens will come Anthony Hall, the 6'5 freshman from Park Hill South High School. And into the game will come Preston Reynolds at Elitewood, Kansas, Shawnee Mission East. So again, a lot of Kansas City flavor out of the court for Benedictine right now. 14:50 to go in the ball game. Ravens have it. Driving into the lane is going to be Ahmad. Finger roll, and he missed it. Ahmad Lewis way upstairs and way over the rim. Just rolled it off his fingertip. It rolled around the rim and kicked off the side. Mid-America will come back the other way. On the give and go, the two-handed layup is going to be up and in. Plus one as the Ravens commit a foul, and it's going to be on Adise. Joel Adise will have collected his third foul. And for Benedictine, the disparity in fouls is remarkable. Five fouls by Benedictine. No fouls by Mid-America in the second half. McCrary hits the shot, is going to get the free throw here, putting his team up five, and the free throw misses. It is 45-40, Mid-America, 14 and a half to go. Ravens have it over to the left side, and Ahmad will work to the middle. Defense dropped off, so he runs inside, gets it up and in. That is the first point of the game for Ahmad Lewis. And we've got 14:20 to go this afternoon. 45-42, and Ahmad's getting a plus one, as Mid-America does now have a second half foul. Foul is going to be on Brooks Langerer, who has just committed the game. It is his first of the afternoon. Ahmad at the free throw line. Up. No. Rebound, Mid-America. So it's 45-42, Pioneers, 14-14 to play. Elmore down the court. Dribbling, knee high, crossing over, back and forth between his feet. Swings it to the left side to Ed. Wright will go to the baseline where he pulls up for a jump shot. It hits the rim, climbs up the backboard, over the top, and down the backside. Benedictine will have it back in play. 14 minutes to go. Here comes BC. Out on top, handling the basketball is Preston. Reynolds topside to Timmy. Feeds underneath. Adise on the floor. Twist, turn, spin, shot, block, foul on Mid-America. The foul is going to be called on Caleb Jones-McCrary. A couple of his teammates kind of do their best to keep him from saying maybe a little too much. And they kind of get in front of him and talk him back a little bit as Benedictine will come to the free throw line. And Adise, who's one of two at the line tonight, will get a couple of shots. First one is way short. One more free throw coming up here for Joel. 45-42, Mid-America, 13:46 to go. Long way to play here. Ahmad Lewis has been needing out of the game a little bit. I don't know if he's got a little something that's got him not quite at 100%. Coach Moody just asked him if he need out. Ahmad shakes him off. Second free throw for Adise is good. His fourth point of the game. It is a two-point contest, 45-43. Mid-America with the ball in the lead and 13:45 to go this afternoon. Pioneers go topside to Langer. Over to right. Edge drives in. Kicks it off down low, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. The Ravens will have it back in. That is a, they call it, high-risk, high-reward kind of a play. If it works, but it did not. It's a little skip pass through the lane when players are running both directions. I mean, everything's got to be just right. It was not. The Ravens are back up the floor with it. 13:20 to go. Feet on the left side to Adise. Backs in. Backs in. Head fakes a couple of times. Can't lose his defender. The feet underneath. There's a layup. Tony Hall scores. Adise the assist. We're tied at 45. 13:10 to go. We're starting over. The ball is going to be batted away, but Mid-America will recover it. Kick it back over to the left side to Brown. Anthony with 15 first half points has not scored yet in the second half for the Pioneers. The bounce will come over just outside the right block. Backing in is going to be Reese. Backs in, no room. Comes out on top. The running shot, yes. Head right with 15. 47-45. Mid-America back in front. Down to 12.5 to play. Benedictine coming down with it. Top side is Ahmad. The feed comes in the middle. The shot goes up, and there's the foul. Preston Riddles did a nice job of attacking the basket. Draws a foul on Ed. It is, I believe, his first. And for Benedict and Preston Reynolds coming to the line. Preston with only 3 points. Hitting a 3-point shot in the first half. His first free throw here does not go in. And at the line, Benedict's free throw shooting has begun to sag a little bit. Neither team is great, but for Benedictine now, 3 of 8 at the free throw line. That is 37%. One more shot on its way, and he will hit that one. So for Preston Reynolds, a 4th point this afternoon. Benedictine trails by one, 47-46 at 12:12 to go. Try to drive in, little jump shot, wide to the left side, and returning to the floor for the Ravens, Tyson Cathy makes an immediate impact, coming up with that rebound. Cathy's out there with Anthony Hall. You got Preston Reynolds down there. Now the pass in the middle is going to be thrown away by Benedict and taken by Mid-America's Ed Wright. Wright, up the court. The ball loose, saved by Mid-America. Nice job by Ungerschick to reach in and knock it away for a moment. Now the ball is going to be stripped away by BC. We get a jump ball call. Coach Hepker wanted a foul. He's not getting that call. And the Pioneers are going to bring back into the game Jake Alexander. Jake's a 6'5 senior from McPherson, Kansas. Can't suspect there are a ton of people in this gymnasium who have been to McPherson. Here comes Benedictine. Slipping to the floor, we're going to get a foul called on Tyson Cathy. I thought maybe Mid-America player just slipped and fallen, but Tyson will be called for having helped that happen. It'll be his 2nd foul. And as important as that, or maybe even more, is the Ravens are losing possession and an opportunity to take a lead. It is still a 1-point Mid-America lead, 11:20 to go. Pulling up for 3 from straight away. It won't fall. Rebound tipped around and tipped out by Reynolds. Pulled down by Ungerschick. Here come the Benedictine freshman into the forecourt. Skips it out on top. Preston will drive in. Goes in. Shot rejected. Rebound. Mid-America comes down with it. And as he catches the ball, Jake Alexander realizes he's got nowhere to go with it and steps out of bounds knowingly, because he was going to be in deep trouble if he tried to bring that ball back in play. Ravens are going to have it back in with 11 minutes to go in the game. It's a 47-46 Mid-America advantage. Out on top, here is Anthony. Left side, Preston to Ahmad. Now you'll see Tyson with it. Ravens work around the outside. Ahmad Lewis, good shooter, has been held down today. Only 2 points at 1 bucket here this half. Here's a jump shot. Won't go in. And the rebound nicely chased down by Tyson Cathy. BC back on offense. It's going to be Tony Hall. He'll go to the left to Preston. 11 on the shot clock. Reynolds will go baseline. Runs into a defender. Shot is up, missing, and a rebound pulled down by Mid-America. Benedictine stymied on that trip up the court. We're at 10:20 to play in the game. Approaching the 3-quarter point. Here's a long shot. Left side up, no good. Rebound out of bounds. And they're going to say it's Mid-America ball down to the baseline, their offensive end. Shot clock's going to go back to 20. Still a 1-point game, and frankly, first half not so much, the second half extremely low scoring second half. It was 38-34 at halftime. It's 47-46 now, so neither team has gotten double-figure scoring, and we are 10 minutes in. Here's a little fadeaway shot. Nope. Rebound. Benedictine, and now we're going to get a foul call. It is going to be on Ungerschick? It is. and there are exactly 10 minutes. Is that going to give us our break at exactly, or is it, so it's really not an under 10. It's at exactly 10 minutes to go, and we will get our media timeout. Neil, we're going to take it halfway through the second half. It is Mid-America 47, Benedictine 46.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Happy to have you with us here tonight, and next week we're going to be with you a lot. How about for Benedictine basketball Monday, Thursday, and Saturday? And for high school tournament basketball, I'm going to be in Valley Falls, Kansas, covering those on Tuesday. And let's see, then we got Sports Look on Wednesday, and also we'll be in Valley Falls on Friday. Every night next week, something happening here in sports in the care listening area, and happy to be bringing that to you. Here we go, 10 minutes to play in the game. It will be Mid-America coming to the free throw line by virtue of the Ravens having committed their seventh team foul of the second half. Stepping up there, Jake Alexander. Jake has not put a point on the board today. That will change as he hits the front half. Alexander starts in the game, but has not scored until that one, putting his team up by a pair. Second free throw rolls out, no good. Players all over the floor. Benedictine comes down with a rebound. Ungershick will bring it up. Works over to the left side. 9:50 to play. It is 48-46, Mid-America. Driving in, Tyson. Turns, hooks, missed it, and got fouled. The foul is going to be on Mid-America's number 23, Caleb Jones-McCrary. That will be his fourth foul. McCrary, still in the game. We'll see if he stays in very long. I can't suspect that he will. The first free throw by Tyson is good. Tyson Cathy collecting his eighth point, showing, and as it'll be McCrary coming out of the game. Back in will come Kobe Reese. Tyson Cathy shows a rather unconventional free throw shooting style. Hands outstretched, arms upstairs. The shot is up and no good, and the rebound down to Mid-America. Back to a one-point game. The Ravens had a chance to tie it up, did not. It's 48-47. 9:40 to go. Pioneers over to the right side. The uncontested three is a dagger by Jake Alexander. And it goes to 51-47. 9:20 to play in the game. A blocking foul on the other end of the court sends Ahmad Lewis sprawling to the floor beneath the goal. And as quickly as he's come back into the game, Kobe Reese will collect his second foul tonight. It'll be Pioneer team foul five. Benedict has committed seven. Mid-America five. And Ungershick putting in a plane for the Ravens. Fisher coming over and making sure everybody's square at the scorer's table. And here we go. It comes into Tyson Caffey up top. Tyson over to Braden Belt. Belt hasn't really been an offensive factor today until there's a shot. He had a three in the first half. That is his first two. He's got 5 points in the game, making it 51-49. Pioneers leading it by a pair. We're at 9 minutes to go. Little head fake on the left side by Alexander. The pass goes down to the baseline. The official looks at it, and are we getting a foul? Are we getting it out of bounds? Wait for a call here, but it looks like it's going to be handed to Mid-America. I never saw an emphatic indication one direction or the other from the crew here. And it's going to be put in play down to the baseline by Anthony Brown. Brown brings it out, comes into Reese. Back over to Anthony. He'll come right. Ball away. Shoot and miss it. We're going to get a Benedictine foul on Tyson.
Sam, come here.
8:48 to go. So Valentine Sacampi will be his third. All of the fouls by Tyson have come in the second half. Coming to the free throw line, up and in goes Anthony Brown. That is Anthony's first point of the second half, his 16th point tonight. He's 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, putting his team back up by 3. Second free throw will not go in, and the Ravens are going to rebound it down. Benedictine down 3. 8:45 to go as the board cleared away by Jaden Timmy. Here's BC, Ahmad Lewis, tries to drive in. Now he'll come to the right side, stops, dishes it off on top. Belt has it there. Again, Belt, we've seen him do some phenomenal things shooting the ball, but Mid-America's done a really strong job of keeping him out of that. And now we're going to get a little contact in the middle, and Tyson Cathy splits the lip of Kobe Reese. Reese coming up the court, bleeding a little bit. The official's going to make him exit. Pitcher comes over and says, are you bleeding? He goes, yeah. He was going to stay in the game. The official goes, out of here. So he sends him down to the trainers at the end of the court, and Ed Wright will come back in for Mid-America. 8:20 to go. 52-49. Mid-America, they have led for the majority of the game. Benedictine has led a bit. It was a relatively short-lived advantage. Pioneers up topside. Jonah Ponte in the game. We've seen a little from him tonight. Ponte is going to have it at the top. Here's a feed over to the left side. The ball stripped away by Sam. Picked up at the baseline by Mid-America. The shot is up and deflected in the middle, and Ravens are going to steal it away. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens with the basketball, down by 3. It's 7:45 to go. Over to the left side, it's going to be Timmy. He'll go into the lane, goes in, goes up, gets the bucket. Jaden Timmy, his defender, he got him twisted up, put him on the ground. And Timmy hitting the bucket has 15, and the Ravens are back within one at 52-51. 7:24 to go. Three-pointer from the top. No long rebound at Easton. And back up court with the Cubs, Benedictine. You can feel the tension in the gymnasium here. The Mid-America crowd realizes the Ravens with an opportunity to take a lead on this trip up court. 7 minutes to play in the game. Timmy backs in, goes up. Did we get the foul? We do. The official's coming over here. Anthony Brown is going to be called for a foul. By the way, I don't know if you could tell, maybe you could tell that I have Mid-America fans behind me. You may not be able to know that. Timmy coming to the line here for BC. Free throw. Yep. We're tied at 52. Multiple substitutions in the game for Coach Hepker. Officials get them all settled. And back at the line looking for a Raven lead. Jaden Timmy puts it on his way and it does not go in. It is 52-52. We're even with inside 7 minutes to play. Makai Elmore has the ball. We're going to get Spelt. Little hook pass over to the right side. The ball is loose on the floor, rolling around and saved nicely by Brown. 6:40 to go. Brown out of the right side. 10 on the shot clock. The lob over to the left side. Dropping a shoulder, twisting, turning. Now the feed inside. The layup is up and missed. Offensive rebound up and missed. Rebounded down by Benedictine Timmy. Mid-America with 2 point blank shots. No reason they could not have hit one, if not both of them, and they failed each time. Ravens coming up the floor in a tie game with 6:20 to go. BC will feed into the lane. It's a Adise. Up and in. Gets the bucket. Is there no foul? Apparently no. But Adise hits the basket. And Ravens go in front. And Mid-America takes a timeout. We're going to take a break with them. We're down to 6:10 to go in the game. Benedictine 54, Mid-America 52.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison. And the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back.
From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Hey, welcome back to Bell Family Arena here in Olathe, Kansas, where on Rocky Lamar Court, the Benedictine Ravens have taken the lead over Mid-America with 6-10 to play in the ballgame. BC is up 54-52. Welcome back here, everybody, with Neil, our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. What a game this has been. Neither team has been able to put together a really, really big lead. I guess I say that knowing that Mid-America did lead by 11 at 18-7 back with 14:50 to go in the first half. Ravens battled back. Benedictine took a lead with about 5 minutes to go. Pioneers went into the locker room in front by four. And Mid-America has led for the majority of the game. I mean, if you have the clock on it, I would bet that they have a large advantage in time of holding a lead. But that won't matter. You only have to hold a lead at one moment in the game, and that's when it's over. We'll see what happens here as this is down to inside six to go. Pioneers putting it in play, coming out of the timeout, swing it over to the left side to right. Backing in off the left block, trying to drive in. Driving an elbow, the shot goes up, and we're going to call a Adise for another foul. Joel Adise will pick up his fourth personal foul, and for Benedictine, Joel Adise is big and tall and strong, and he matches up with some of the big, tall, strong guys on that Mid-America roster. Him with four fouls is a problem. By the way, for Mid-America, at the free throw line, a guy also with four fouls, and it's going to be McCreary. He will miss the first and hit the second, and the Ravens lead by one. It is 54-53. 5:40 to play. That's a lot of basketball. Kimmy for three. No. Rebound. Preston got fouled underneath and knocked to the floor. He's coming to the line for two. Couldn't get it to finish. Two free throws coming up for Preston Reynolds. Now, that's, as a freshman, you're going to learn how hard you have to go up against a lot of these big, really, really high-quality athletes and make sure that you connect on the basket and look for the plus-one opportunity. Now, foul is on Ed Wright, by the way, and the first free throw here is up and in. Ed Wright, foul number two. And at the free throw line, Reynolds is two out of three. Has 5 points. That free throw is no good. Rebound pulled down by Mid-America. So Benedictine leading again by two at 55-53. And we're at 5:20 to go. Top side with it. It's going to be Brown. He's so good. Lobs it over to the left side to Ed. Wright has it. Out on top, Alexander. Goes into the lane. The reverse layup. Missing. Rebound. Timmy Benedictine taking it the other way. We're down to 5 minutes to play. Benedictine with the ball, leading it by a pair. Ungershick comes right side, Reynolds. Preston looks into the middle. Goes back over to the right side. Skips it underneath. Adise, point blank for two. Beautiful move into the basketball. Nice assist underneath for Reynolds. 57-53, Benedictine at 4:45 left. So feed off the left block, and again, backing in is going to be McCreary. Backing in, McCreary shoots, it's deflected, rebound, pulled down, Adise. Joel doing a really good job of not picking up that fourth foul, playing some smart, smart basketball. Ravens are coming up the floor with it, and the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds by Mid-America. It'll be put in play by Preston Reynolds. To Ungershick. Comes off the screen. Tries to alley-oop it. Can't. Batted away. Slammed it. Nice job of saving the ball. Shot clock at 5. Here's a Ahmad Lewis 3. What a shot! It's off the window. Hits the front of the rim. Bounces straight up in the air. And it falls through. Count the 3 for Ahmad Lewis. We've got a timeout of the court. 4:05 to go in the game. It's now Benedictine 60, Mid-America 53.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, we're back with you in Olathe, Kansas, coming out of the timeout. Here comes Mid-America up the court. It looked like a team that has a mission. Now the ball's going to be stolen by Ahmad Lewis. Ravens coming up the floor with it. Inside 4 minutes to play. Benedictine leading 60 to 53. Ungershit goes right, goes in, goes up, gets two. That is a pant that Sam Ungershit kind of a shot. 62-53. Ravens up 9. As he takes that layup and drives the right side. Now going into the lane, the turnaround shot is going to be up and in by Anthony Brown. He is so good. 62-55. Benedictine with the ball still up 7. Ungershit up floor. Around the left side past Elmore. Brings it off on top. They're going to throw it away. Take it away by Mid-America. Anthony Brown, coast to coast. Runs, shoots, misses, got fouled. 3:09 to go. The foul is going to be on Jaden Timmy. I'll tell you what. First free throw will not go in for Anthony. And Brown has one more shot coming up here. Anthony Brown, a 6'5" senior from Olathe North High School. Free throw, perfect. He'll get the second and bring his team to within 6 at 62-56. Ravens into the forecourt. We've got 3 minutes to play. Here's Sam Ungershit. Sam will cut in. A runner misses. Tipped up and in. Tyson Cathy. What a follow shot, and he's got 10. 64-56. We're at 2:47. Backing in. No room there. Comes off on top. Here's an uncontested 3. Won't go. And a rebound and a foul on the floor. It's got to be another one on Timmy. So 3 fouls for Jaden Timmy. That is the 10th foul by Benedictine. And that's going to have McCrary at the free throw line for a pair. First one's in. McCrary is 4 of 6 at the free throw line tonight. And that one makes him 5 of 7. Benedictine by 6 with 2.5 to go. And again, Ungershit will walk it up. Plenty of time for Mid-America. The Ravens have got to continue to play smart basketball. Got to continue to look to score. But be patient. Take the quality shot. Here's Jaden Timmy. Backed into the lane. Comes out on top. 4 on the shot clock. Driving in. The feed over. Tyson Cathy for 3. Oh, what a dagger by Tyson Cathy! What a 3! There was 1 on the shot clock, and he buries it from deep in a corner. 67-58. 1:55 to go. They give him only a 2 on that. And here's a feed across. The baseline jump shot hits the side of the backboard. Rebounding it out is going to be Ungershit. We're going to have a flop and a technical. What? Hold on. What? That is absolutely remarkable. .147 to go in the ball game. And the official comes up. And Coach Moody is unhappy. Okay? With a minute 47 to go, here's a free throw. It fails by Ed Wright. .66-58. And we're going to get a timeout, Mid-America. They're going to look to circle the wagons a little bit, and we are in the final stretch of this game. 1:47 to play. Timeout on the floor. Benedictine 66, Mid-America 58.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y, to name a few.
The six pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Little Michael Jackson in the background here in Olathe with a minute 47 to play in the game. Ravens in front. I will go with what the scoreboard says, but I had felt like Tyson Cathy's baseline shot a moment ago was a three. They will say it is a two. So that will affect the score and make it 66-58. And I'll make my little notes here in my running score. For the minute 47 to play, Benedictine, Jaden Timmy, Ahmad Lewis, Sam Ungershick, Preston Reynolds, and where's my fifth guy? Oh, way back is Tyson Cathy. BC bringing it in the backcourt of the 20-foot mark, and it'll commit to Ahmad Lewis. Minute 40 to go as the Ravens into the forecourt. Here's Ahmad with it. BC's got to be patient. But America doesn't have to do anything silly. But they're going to have to score when they get the ball. They're going to have to waste no time doing it. Now, here's Ahmad. He'll drive left, come back right. 11 on the shot clock. Ahmad Lewis with 9. Skips it out on top to Tyson. Back to Ahmad with 5. Lewis drives left. Lewis drives right. In traffic, twist, turns, fades, falls, shoots, misses. And the Ravens are not going to have been credited with hitting the backboard. That means it is going to be a shot clock violation, and Mid-America will be putting it in play. They'll touch it at midcourt. Clock's only got a minute 15 to go. Ravens up, 66-58. Top side, the long three, straight away, and good, Ed Rice. 66-61. Manx going to take a timeout. We're going to take one also, Neil. 1:05 to go in the game. It is Ravens 66. Pioneers 61.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Coming back, we're going to see Mid-America bring Jonel Aponte back in. He is a 6'3" junior guard out of Kissimmee. And Benedictine leading by 5 with a minute 5 to go. This is where not only is it great play, great coaching, there's great strategy involved in the game of basketball. This is also a point where, whether that was a three-point shot or a two-point shot a moment ago, is going to be extremely pertinent because that's the difference between a two and a three possession advantage. Freeman's coming out on the court with looks like the same five. Reynolds and Lewis, Ungashik, Timmy into the backcourt. Tyson Caffey. BC looking to bring it in. They'll get it into Jaden Timmy. He's getting pushed and banged around. Mid-American makes the grab. They're going to put Preston at the line with a minute one. That was only 4 seconds off the clock. We will walk to the other end of the floor with 101. That is going to be the a foul on Elmore. Mackay will have his first foul of the night. And coming to the line for Benedict and Preston Reynolds, who's 2 of 4 this evening. And he's going to be here 1 and 1. The front half is good. How about that? Preston Reynolds, the freshman. 6'5" freshman guard for Benedictine. Boy, these young guards have such a bright future. Second free throw is perfect. Adise will come into the game, and Benedictine is going to make an offense-defense switch with Tyson. 1:01 to go. It is now 68-61. Mid-America coming up the floor as we go inside a minute to play. Over to the left side with it is going to be Elmore. Mid-America has no room for any error. Three-pointer. They made no error there. That was a beautiful shot by Anthony Brown. It is 68-64. We're at 48 seconds to go. Benedictine into the forecourt, and Ahmad gets knocked to the floor and a foul on Ed Wright. Ed will have his third foul. Mid-America will have its ninth team foul for the Ravens. It'll be the final 1-1. So they're going to stop play for a moment and have the towel person towel down the floor. The officials seem satisfied, and coming to the line is Ahmad Lewis for the 1-1. Ahmad's only got 2 points tonight, if you can imagine that. He hit a 2-point shot at 14:30 to go in the second half. Did not score at all in the first half, hasn't scored since. The free throw, no good. Rebound, Mid-America. Pioneers got what they needed. Into the fourth quarter with 40 seconds to go, trailing Benedictine by 4, and we did not get a reset of the shot clock. It is showing 16, so that is an inaccuracy. The clock was at 48. And we're going to have a D-say out. Tyson's back in. We're going to get that fixed. We're going to reset it to 39 and 25.
Time.
Ravens are going to run a timeout. Let's do it. Neil, it is strategy time here on Wreck of the Bar Court. Benedictine looking to take a big road win here tonight, but they're still 39 seconds away from making that happen. We're taking a break with the score. Ravens 68, Mid-America 64.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
I get not looking to be too particular here, but they've reset the game clock to 39 seconds of the shot clock to 25. According to my notes, it should actually be 25 and 38 seconds on the game clock. Well, hope that that does not make a big difference in the final moments of this thing, but you can be absolutely certain this thing's going to be wild. Now the score has called over two of the officials to the scores table. And he's wanting to make sure, I think, that everybody is on the same page here. Everybody seems reasonably satisfied. Benedictine on defense. Mid-America putting it in play right in front of head coach Adam Hepker, who's looking for a big win in his first season. It'll come in out on top. 36 seconds to play. 35, 22 on the shot clock. Outside is going to be Brown. He'll go left, goes right, goes in, goes up, hits it for two. Anthony Brown hits the two. and it's now 68-66. 25 seconds left. Benedict did into the forecourt. Out on top is going to be Preston, and he gets mugged topside by Jake Alexander, picking up his first foul of the game, and it will be two free throws coming up for Benedictine. One foul for Jake Alexander. Remember him out of McPherson? Back to the free throw line, Preston Reynolds. He hit two just a moment ago. This first one is perfect. That will put Benedictine back up by three. One more will make it a two-possession game with 19.7 to play. This one, as he takes his time, and a crowd making some racket, is on its way. Perfect. Benedictine by four. We're going to get another Raven timeout. Okay. Neil, one more time. What do you say? One more time, Neil. We're taking a break. 19.7 seconds of play. Ravens looking for a big win on the road tonight. They lead Mid-America 70-66.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, back with you here in Olathe, Kansas. Tell you what, there's a big crowd. Nobody's left. Everybody's sitting, leaning forward. Fans of both teams sitting here leaning forward. Mid-America fans knowing that so many times there's been magic on Rocky DeMar court, and Rocky DeMar has initiated a lot of that himself. He's here tonight. Spoke with him a moment ago. Ravens hoping to pull off some road magic in their first road game of 2023, knowing that we've got a couple of more road games coming up next week. Here we go. It will be Mid-America ball in the backcourt, and they'll put it on the floor, trailing by four. Ravens don't want a foul, I don't suppose. Well, of course, some people would say that you would. We'll see. 13 seconds are down the court with 12. They'll take a three. It is up. It's good! Three-point shot is good. And Mid-America is going to take a timeout. We're going to hang on to it right here. Here we go. That was a big three-point shot by Ed Wright. Ed has, what, five threes in the game now? 15, 21 points so far, according to my math, for Ed. It is now 70-69 with 8.8 to go. For Benedictine, you know what's going to happen. You know Mid-America's going to look to foul somebody. I mean, that's the logical thing. The Ravens have been pretty good at the free throw line, but you don't want to absolutely take any chances on forcing that hand. Preston Reynolds is at, what is he at, 9 points now? Preston's got 9 points, 6 points at the free throw line in the second half and a three-point shot early in the game. Leading scorer for Benedictine, Jaden Timmy with 16, Sam Ungashick 13, Tyson Caffey a dozen. Benedictine now hitting over half of its shots from the floor, 25 of 48, 9 of 14 from outside, 11 of 20 at the free throw line. First two numbers are very good, the free throw number shaky. For the Ravens, 0-1-2. 15-32. There's your Raven 5. Ungashick, Reynolds, Lewis, Timmy, and Tyson Caffey. Benedictine, couple of timeouts left. Coach Moody right in front of us, checking and verifying that with the official. Ravens are going to bring it in against a lot of pressure. They will. It's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds, and coming back in again to BC, down to the baseline at 8.2. Preston Reynolds is doing the inbound work. And Mid-America is going to do everything they can to not let that ball get in play. We're going to get another timeout. BC having trouble getting it in. They're going to set up a little bit of a play now. And Neil, we're going to hang on to it right here. If you're worried about the wild card football game going on in California, 49ers leading the Seahawks in the fourth quarter. It's a 31-17 lead for the 49ers with 14:02 to play. Figured you'd be curious and looking to keep up to speed with that. Let's get up to speed with what we've got going on next week. I'm going to see if I can remember all of this. Monday, we're going to be on the road at Missouri Valley. Tuesday, we're going to be at Valley Falls for the Valley Falls tournament. Wednesday, we're going to move Sports Look over there. And we're going to be, I believe, at Baker. No. We got Wednesday. Let me fix that. Thursday is going to be at Baker. Friday, the high school tournament. And then Saturday, BC at home. So, there's how it shakes out next week. Here we go. Again, Benedictine looking to get the ball in play. 8.2 to go in the ball game of the Ravens. Hanging on by one. 70-69. Looking to bring it in. And it will come in to Tyson Caffey. And he is immediately fouled. 7.3 seconds to play. Coming down to the other end of the court, we will go. And a step into the line is going to be Benedictine's senior from Liberty, Missouri, Tyson Caffey. Tyson is 1 of 2 at the free throw line tonight. He will get 2 shots as the Ravens are now in the double bonus. The first one, perfect. And again, I love Tyson Caffey's shooting style. It is so unconventional. He pulls the ball way up above his head, just kind of throws it down into the rim. Ravens are up by 2. Now the question is, if you go up by 3, do you foul? What do you think, Gus? Second free throw. No good. Rebound Mid-America. Here they come. 6 seconds. Up court with 4. Driving to the left side with 3. The shot on its way. No. Rebound Ravens. And that's going to do it. Final score. Is it over? Are the officials leaving? They are. Benedictine 71. Mid-America 69. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Hey, welcome back. You have no idea what you missed out on while you were away right there, because as quickly as we had gone to break, some of the officials, all three, come back out of the locker room, out of the tunnel, out on the court, and decide that they are going to revisit those last couple of seconds of the game and see, was there a foul committed by Benedictine at the conclusion? They come out, they go to the video, they review it, took a lot of time, they wave it off and say, no, game is over. And the two teams are getting together, meeting out in the middle of the court, well, in front of the scores table here now. What a game. Ravens winning it tonight. 71-69. And, well, let's take a minute to recap the scoring in this one. First of all, for, let's go with Mid-America. What do you say? For Mid-America, we have 24 points. Nice job, Pete Geller. 24 points tonight for Mid-America's Anthony Brown. Fantastic. 21 for Ed Wright. 11 for Caleb Jones-McCrary. It was a 5-point game for Makai Elmore and 4 apiece for Jake Alexander and Kobe Reese. Hey, good to see you, Mr. Andrews. How are you? Benedictine, we're recapping the scoring here for the fans. Benedictine, boy, it was so evenly matched. Jaden Timmy with 16, 13 apiece for Ungashik and Kathy. It was 9 tonight. Preston Reynolds, 8 of the ball game for Joella Dice. Braden Belt with 5, 2 apiece. Ahmad Lewis and Anthony Hall. Can you believe Ahmad Lewis? Only 2 points tonight, but he did so much for this team all night long. Put in a lot of time, and again, I'm not really sure if Ahmad is, like, operating at 100%. We will see you soon again. Thank you very much for the hospitality. Fans beginning to make their way out of the gym, and we're going to hang around as we like to try to do to get an opportunity to visit with Benedictine head coach Ryan Moody. Now, if you were ever in the Bell Family Arena, that you would know that the gymnasium is kind of centrally located, but then to get to the visitors' locker rooms, you don't have just an exit right out of the gym into the locker room area like you do at the Nolan Gym or like you do for the home team here. It is out the front door, through the lobby. You take a left, go to the hallway to the end of the building. Take another left, come back up the hallway on the outside of the building, and ultimately into the visitors' locker room. So it is not exactly, you know, really just really super convenient and right there. But again, we're going to stick around a little bit. Hope to get the opportunity to visit with Coach. Tell you what, while we're doing that, that's not what I wanted to do at all. Kind of magical. We are going to try to bring up the... There we go. It is that, too. Let's see here. So for Benedictine, here's what we've got looking at us next week. On Monday, we're going to be at Missouri Valley over in Marshall. It's going to be a 7:30 guys game, 5:30 for the ladies game, 7:30 for the guys. Then another road trip. So the start of the semester with 3 home games. Then they're going to right back into 3 road games today at Valley. And then on Thursday, it'll be Benedictine at Baker. We'll go to Baldwin City, 5:30 for the ladies. Guys, at 7:30 Thursday. And then it will be round 2. They will be again meeting the teams in the conference for the second time in those home and home meetings. And then next Saturday, a week from today, we will be back in the Nolan Gymnasium, and the Ravens will be playing Park. Now, here's the thing. What you got to understand is, in the old days, we used to do this. Monday, Thursday, Saturday games. And that is tough as a student-athlete. I mean, it's tough as an athlete. It's really tough as a student. And so for Benedictine, the long and short is, you're going to be playing 4 games in 8 days, 3 of which are on the road. So that's a bunch. So we will probably talk to coaches a little bit about that also. So the upcoming K-Radio sports schedule, absolutely hectic and absolutely jam-packed. And we are looking so forward to bringing all of that to you. And to tell you what else we're going to do here, let's just look around the conferences and or the conference and see how games today have gone. What do you say? Let's go to get the schedule pulled up here. For the ladies first, as we had the Benedictine women in game number 1 here tonight.
Your only source.
Whoops. Only source, Neil. Only. One and. Games this afternoon around the Heart of America Athletic Conference found Clark over Peru State in Dubuque, 73-51. Penn defeats Evangel today. Rather remarkable, 64-58. It was Mid-America over Benedictine, as we mentioned, by 5. You got Grandview and Graceland at 88-49 win for Grandview. They're playing so well. Baker sneaks by Park, 59-56, and Clover Stockton, no trouble with a 30-plus point win over Mount Mercy. So those are how the games have gone. On the ladies' side, guys' games in the conference this afternoon. Find Baker at home over Missouri Valley, 87-73. It was Graceland at Mount Mercy with a huge win, 76-47. Mid-America. Wait a minute. That was Wednesday. What in the world? Let's go to Saturday. Brew over Clark, 73-70. Penn over Evangel, 76-73. You had Graceland, 71, Grandview, 57. Missouri Valley over Central Methodist, 87-83. Baker, Downs Park, 88-80. And one game still going on with 11 minutes to go. Culver Stockton leads Mount Mercy, 50-42. Now, fans are standing around, okay? I see a lot of old Benedictine players and Graybit fans, and I think what the home folks are trying to do here is get them out of here. They're trying to slowly start extinguishing the lights. So we're going to stick around for a little bit longer and hope that Coach Moody's able to get out here. We got a handful of things that we want to talk to him about if we can get him here. And that's got to happen, though, before we run into, have the game called for darkness, maybe. I don't know. Over the way, I realize it's 6:02, Neil, and people are enjoying, and I hope have been. And thank you very much. Appreciate it, man. Enjoying Raven Hoops today here on KAIRFM, Horton, Atchison. Oh, I'm looking up and down and seeing so many people that Raven fans would remember who were on the court at one time or another, and a lot of family and friends. Because again, Benedictine brings a lot of players from the Kansas City area. It's geographically super, super handy, and it's good for those fans with players around to be able to come to a game, a road game at that. Here comes Coach. And get a chance to see them. So that's always kind of nice. Hey, Coach. Here. I am good, man. I don't know. See if I've got that where you can hear me or not. Sometimes I have to make a little adjustment.
I
Is it there?
You.
Yeah, you know.
But I can hear you. Like, I
can
just hear you.
You sure?
Yeah.
I mean, we can wiggle that around a little
bit. Okay, that works.
There?
That works.
Oh, hey. Ryan Moody's with us, Coach. That was pretty fun.
That was kind of
exciting. It kind of comes down to the wire. But you play Mid-America, you play him on the road. It's a competitive team and a good young coach. He's got him working hard.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good team. They got a great record. Like you said, I think Adam's is going to end up being a really good coach. I thought I'll just give my analysis. We asked them to do a couple of things. We asked them to be tougher for 40 minutes. I thought we were. We asked them to defend five guys against one. This is a lot of isolation ball with Mid-America because they have such talented players. Anthony Brown, still got to 24, so efficient. I mean, I think he took like 12 shots and still got 24 points. He's just really special player. And we knew that him and five and then the big kid were going to make them go. And so our whole game plan was to limit them as much as possible. And this team averages, I think, 84, 85 points a game. We held them in the 60s. The biggest thing in this game, Tom, from first half to second, and I'm going to give our players a ton of credit because they made some really good adjustments. One, offensively, we took two threes in the second half and pounded them inside. We went to the bigs. We drove it to the lane. We got to the rim and got fouled. We had to get that foul, and we had 7-2 at one point. We had to get to the line down the stretch, and so we had to get inside. And the second thing they did is what we call it a rub screen. Their ball screen defense, we had our big Temi screen for Ty or screen for Joel and kind of wipe out the help so that when they ran out there to set a ball screen, now our guards could get downhill and make a little something happen. So, no, that probably doesn't make sense to anybody, but it's great adjustments on our guys' part and being able to, actually, I'll give Jaden Temi credit. He's the one that called the rub screens. He saw it and thought it was a good idea, and it actually ended up winning the game for us. So, great D, tough place to play, great environment. Had a great crowd for us here, a great crowd for them here, and we'll take it because it's tough to win here. It's tough to win on the road.
I thought Joe played really smart when he got to fourth fouls. I mean, at that point, you could see him. He was doing things. He was, like, not going to pick up that fifth foul, and that was big for you. You needed him there.
Yeah, I mean, both those guys had four, right? Ty and Joel both are sitting at four fouls down the stretch, and we were ready to put Hunter in case one of them went out. But they both did a great job of being smart, and I think they were helped out a little bit, Tom, by the lead. You know, we had 8 points, so they down the stretch, they were trying to get threes. You know, and give them credit, man. They made some tough shots and made us make free throws and, you know, we'll take it. It doesn't really matter how it ended. We'll take the outcome.
Now, the outcome is going to lead you into your upcoming schedule. Now, you're in a stretch, and make sure I'm not wrong with this. 4 games, 8 days, 3 of them on the road.
Yep. But we can check this box. We got this one.
Yes.
So now it's 3 games in whatever, how many days? 3 games in 6 days with 2 on the road. And, yeah, this is about, I mean, we've been planning this for about a week. Our locker room is full of Gatorade and trail mix and anything else that Catherine, our trainer, tells us to buy to have fuel for these guys over the next week. We know what we're supposed to buy them after the game to help them prepare for the next game, for post-game meal. You know, it's about rest. I don't know if I said it last time I was on, but honestly, this week is all about fresh minds, fresh bodies. So we'll meet tomorrow and watch film and stretch and try to get, you know, the soreness out. But it's more about mental preparation for Missouri Valley. It'll be more about mental preparation for Baker. But this crew, man, I tell you what, they know how to follow a scouting report. They know how to make adjustments. We've got some good athletes, I think, that can recover. And I mean, I wouldn't trade this group for anybody else's right now. So, or ever, we're good to go.
Love the way these freshmen, the young guys have really stepped up. I mean, you would look out there, they don't look freshmanish.
No, I mean, we're starting a little bit once in a while. We throw it around the gym a little bit or get our pick up.
Yeah, old guys will do that too.
Yeah, but, I think that, you know, I've said this to a lot, we're just getting a little smarter and a little tougher every game. I mean, for a team that really only has Joel, Tyson, and Temi that's ever played meaningful minutes in this building to come in and beat this team here, it's a big win. That's a really big win. So, I'm proud of them. But, you know, I just told them in there, like, hey, it's time to, we gotta turn the page. We don't have any time. It's on to Missouri Valley. Try to keep it rolling, get another road win, and, we'll see what happens.
Coach, we'll let you go talk. You got a lot of well-wishers and former players and former teammates and all of that around here. So I'll let you go to see them. Congratulations, and we'll see you in like 48 hours over in Marshall, huh?
Sounds good, Tom. We'll take it, and appreciate you being down here. We'll see you in Marshall.
You got it. Ryan Moody, head coach of the guys, as Benedictine comes up with a great road win here this afternoon over Mid-America. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. Opening game, Lady Ravens coming up a little bit short. Nightcap, the BC guys coming up with a huge win. Can we greet you Monday night from Harrison, Missouri's more Raven basketball here on Care Radio for Joseph in Game 1 and Neil in Game 2, engineering and producing and doing all that work back in the studios. We appreciate all the things they do. Tom Couts here in Olathe, Kansas. So long, everybody.